Reading from Isaiah chapter 33, verses 16 to 21, page 1127 in the Pew Bible. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise.
Let us be together in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves, no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. It may well be that who we are and how we came to be who we are and who we may yet be is as much a consequence of roads not taken and choices not chosen and options not opted for as it is the ones that we did. An insight from those who study conflict management may help to sort out my syntax. Our words for suicide, homicide, and decide utilize a Latin suffix meaning to cut or to kill. Suicide is to kill self. Homicide is to kill another. Decide is to kill, to forever cut us off from the possibilities that we didn't choose. It is the meaning that empowers Hebrews 4:12. The word of the Lord cuts more keenly than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit. Decisions are painful because they require us to cut loose the possibilities not chosen. It means turning might-be's into might-have-been's, usually without benefit of absolute certainty that we've made the best decision. Choices are incisions into time, shutting off whatever options might have been open to us by the choices not chosen. No wonder we are haunted by life's shadowy what-ifs and if-onlys. Even not to decide is to decide. Sam Keen puts this yin-yang of decisions this way. He wrote, "I mourn for all the selves that I kill when I decide to be a single person. Decision is a cutting off. I travel one path only by neglecting many." Like Frost, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Keen acknowledges the price paid for oneness, for wholeness, for integration. I mourn all the selves that I kill when I decide to be a single person. Not broken or fractured or cut in pieces, but single, as in healthy, whole, complete, having my act together. Meanings that are at the core of what salvation and reconciliation mean. Death is the cost of the hope of birth and rebirth, as Jesus and Paul clearly understood. Or as Eric Fromm observed, "He who is not busy being born is busy dying, and decisions are life's labor pains." Look anew at the audience who heard God speaking through Isaiah. The Israelites are in exile, far from home, defeated, cut off from their heritage and their ancestral lands, enduring the consequences of generations of bad decision making. They could not circumcise the past, and their future seemed circumscribed by circumstances. It was a crisis of vanished vision and lost identity. There are no bootstraps for them to pull themselves up by. So what God admonishes them to do in this situation is to remember how they came to be a chosen people, and who chose them, and what they were chosen for. Because all else are roads that should not have been taken. God has a way out of this apparent dead end, but it will involve bringing closer to the past and killing all other possibilities going forward. It's as Paul later described about Jesus. "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become."